Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A lot of time to dissect this game, but let's at least start dissecting at least how the Rams got to this point. Former Ram, DeMarco Farr, he's actually part of the sideline crew as well. He moved from St. Louis to L.A., with the team, but he's with us here. Played 7 years in the league, made a Pro Bowl as well. DeMarco Tinkantierney, how are you today, buddy? What's happening?
I am great. How you guys doing?
Good. We're doing well.
Hey, how was that move, by the way, in St. Louis?
Easy.
He didn't do anything.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, like,
yeah. The trucks came
like
and picked
you lived
it up.
Somewhere for a long time. You just kind of up and go to L.A.?
Well, along those lines, before we get into the the seeds that were planted and how this blossomed into what the Rams have blossomed into, you know, you've got roots in St. Louis, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday. The devout Rams fans that are still in St. Louis, are they feeling any happiness? Is it torn? What are they feeling, man?
The friends that I have that are still there are happy. Of course, there's some hard feelings. I mean, the team is here, not there. There's still some hard feelings towards the ownership. Stan Kroenke, Kevin Demoff's name comes up quite a bit. But, I mean, they're happy for the players, the guys that really had no decision. They had no say in the team moving back to Los Angeles. So they kind of get it. If you liked the players then, if you understood what we were about and what we went through back then, you can understand right now. You know, Aaron Donald had nothing to say about this. Todd Gurley had nothing to say about this. Jared Goff knows nothing about this. So, I mean, be happy if you can, but if you can't, I guess people understand.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. But from a now in Los Angeles standpoint, what's the fan base like out there? I mean, because we know how, I don't want to say apathetic, but just kind of like, it's football. Hey, what's it like? What's it been like for the last couple of years out there in Los Angeles with these two new teams injected, obviously you all and the Chargers?
Tiki, we're gaining on them, man. It's a Laker town. Yeah. It's all about LeBron. I mean, no matter what LeBron does, what he had for breakfast, what masseuse he had, that's going to lead every sports talk radio show. That's going to lead every TV show that talks sports out in Los Angeles. But slowly but surely, the Rams are creeping up on them. And, you know, how can you deny it now? Look, the thing you had to do when you moved back to Los Angeles was you had to win and win big. If you can get a Super Bowl in there, then that's really going to set you apart from everything else, you know, in this town, at least for 1 year. So Sean McVay, after two seasons, job well done. Now you got to finish the thing off. You got to beat the Patriots, but as far as building the fan base and paying it off, that playoff game versus Dallas was about as loud as it could get. I mean, yeah, it was fever pitched. Everybody was involved, and you paid them off with the win. So that's going to help you sell tickets moving forward. If you win the Super Bowl, it's going to help you sell even more tickets when you open the new stadium. So they're doing the exact right thing to win in Los Angeles.
Yeah, you know, DeMarco, I think you're a little bit younger than me, I think. But I think you're a little bit older than me, I mean, than me. So you remember when teams like the Redskins, I grew up in Southwest Virginia, would try to, quote, buy a championship. You remember those years? And it's like, this isn't going to work. It feels like Les Snead, and I guess with Stan Kroenke's blessing, has bought this success right now. All these trades that came in, Aqib Talib, obviously Sue was a waiver wire pickup, but Aqib Talib, Marcus Peters, Dante Fowler at the deadline, Brandon Cooks comes over. I mean, the team was built to win right now, and it's working, and that's rare. I mean, it's kind of unique for L.A., but it had to happen, as you were saying. If you're going to a new market like L.A., you better win. If you suck for 5 years, nobody's going.
See ya.
Oh, yeah. I remember in 94 when we weren't very good and the seats were empty, and next thing you know, we're playing in St. Louis. So things happen. But you have to keep winning. So that's the thing. But, you know, I mean, they invested in Jared Goff, and year one he took a beating like all rookie quarterbacks usually do, and then he got better. So the investment in getting him better was a coaching one, was within Jared Goff. Mm-hmm. Aaron Donald, there was a split down the middle of the room whether they should draft him or not. I'm glad the right guys won because he's here now and he's dominant. Todd Gurley was drafted before all these free agent pieces started to, you know, come into place. But when you start to have pretty good roots, or you can build a foundation around those type of guys, and you feel like you can go all in, then, I mean, why not? If Ndamukong Suh wants to come out and play for you on a team that he feels that he can get a ring out of, then so be it. If Aqib Talib brings over that championship pedigree to this football team because he believes in what Sean McVay and his team is doing, then so be it. But I think you have to do that in this day and age. Everybody's always trying to get better. Even the worst teams in the league are trying to add pieces to not be the worst team in the league. So if you're not going for it every single year, then what are you really doing?
Yeah, no, I hear you. DeMarco Farr is with us, Super Bowl 34 champ. Of course, 7 years at the Rams. He's here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. I like Jared Goff. I know Tiki likes him as well. He's a level-headed kid. He seems, you know, pretty humble, just put his head down, try to get better at his job, know when to defer, know when to speak up, growing into the role a bit, and there's no doubt he had to get away from Jeff Fisher. We all know that. God, that Hard Knocks was a little rough to watch for the first overall pick. But DeMarco, I want your real honest assessment. It's one thing to put up numbers. It's another thing to have real, pure talent. I want you to describe tangibly his talent level. Not McVay, not the numbers, not the wins. What does Jared Goff do really well?
Well, first off, I know why Tiki likes Jared Goff, because Jared Goff plays well with a good running game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Turn around and hand it off a lot. That helps.
Absolutely. But he's very deceptive. Tangibly put, I mean, he's very deceptive. He's got a great hard count. He can run the offense. He can change tempos on you in a heartbeat. He's athletically sound. He can boot either direction and throw with accuracy, rolling either way. There's not anything you can send in that he can't run. So it's almost limitless. You can run a limitless offense with a guy like him, and he's unflappable. Win, lose, pick, touchdown, he's the same guy. And look, you know, I played with some, how can I say this without throwing guys under the bus?
Go ahead.
Quarterbacks that weren't very good.
Yeah.
Everything had to be perfect for them to be good. And then I played with guys like Kurt Warner, like it does not matter. It could be bad, it could be great, it could be this, it could be that. He could have no time. He could have all the time in the world. He can just cut you apart. So those are the special type quarterbacks. With time, I think Jared Goff can kind of mature into that type of player. I think he went through many hell versus New Orleans. They gave it to him. There was crowd noise. They were sending blitzes after him. He was taking hits. He was getting the ball out. He was throwing it with guys hanging off his jersey. So that's the type of stuff that keeps you on the field and inspires your sideline at the same time.
Okay, good stuff. So let me put it this way. And there will be a point in his career when, you know, Gurley's not behind him, or Gurley's behind him and he's diminished, and, you know, there's an absence of receivers. Every quarterback kind of goes through this peaks and valleys where the talent, the cupboard's just not quite as full. Mm-hmm. Does Jared Goff have enough in the toolbox to elevate an average product and make it excellent?
We're going to see. I think you've got at least two more years or at least one more season before that happens. Everyone knows what happens when you have to pay the quarterback. You start hemorrhaging talent all over the field. Look at Seattle. Look at Baltimore. It happens. When you pay that number one guy upwards of $25, $30 million, you're not going to have enough to pay on defense or a left tackle or somewhere. You're going to hurt. So eventually I think he can mature into that guy to where – it's like Aaron Rodgers. No matter who you have around him, or Brady, the guy you're about to face in the Super Bowl, no matter who you have around him, they're going to be elevated because of him. So I think Jared is on his way to that. Like you said, he took a beating year one. The last two seasons he's been to the Pro Bowl, and now he's in the Super Bowl. So he's only going to keep getting better, we hope.
Yeah. No, we mentioned Todd Gurley here a second ago. I love him. I think he's a fantastic kid. He's obviously a great runner and a great wide receiver, but – in the postseason so far, DeMarco, T.J. Anderson, who I have respect for, won a Super Bowl out in Denver, came off the street and just balled. 39 carries to 22 for Todd Gurley. What is going on with Todd Gurley? I know they don't want to talk about, I guess you all, don't want to talk about an injury, but it feels to me like there's something lingering there.
Well, you have to take him at his word. If he says he's 100%, then he's 100%. But, I mean, clearly there's something going on with him. He had to take a month off towards the end of the year, and they had to go out and get a guy like C.J. Anderson. Now, I don't think they thought C.J. would be this good.
Yes, true.
So C.J. is kind of like on a mini Kurt Warner tour. He's turning heads and, you know, really letting people know what he's about. But as far as running downhill and winning in the postseason, I mean, C.J. Anderson knows how to get it done. It's not about shifty. It's not about looking for the perfect hole or being a slasher every now and then. It's sometimes you got to make the hole. So for what they needed going into Arizona and then San Francisco and then playing Dallas and then how you had to win versus New Orleans, he has been absolutely great. And not just on the field. He's been a leader on the sidelines rallying guys. Because remember, he's got more playoff experience than almost anybody on the field with the Rams.
Good point.
So he's been a revelation on the field and great off it.
Yeah, no, so we only have a couple minutes here, DeMarco, but it's way too early to do predictions on the Super Bowl. You couldn't do it anyways. But the coaching matchup in this game is going to be probably the second, maybe first or second biggest storyline between Sean McVay and the legend, the Jedi, and Bill Belichick. How do you handicap that very early?
Well, you know, you were a player, and you stay in it long enough, eventually you're going to see yourself walk through the door. There's going to be a kid like you that comes through that's willing to take your job. Same for coaches.
Yeah.
So everyone says about Belichick, give him 2 weeks, he'll figure you out. Well, I'll say the same about McVay. Give him 2 weeks to look at your defense, he's going to find the holes. He's going to find your tells.
All right, there. Look at it. You know he's in the business.
You're
he
right.
knows he got to get out. Tiki says we got a little bit of time here. Bang! He hits the big no post, but he hits the imaginary post. DeMarco, good spot, buddy.
Yeah, well,
are you going to be out of suit? Of course, you'll be there. You'll be on Radio Row, I'm sure.
Absolutely, can't wait.
All right, man, swing on by.
I will. Absolutely, I'll bring cookies.
Nice. Tiki, lead him. Thanks, DeMarco. We'll see you, pal.
You got it, guys.
All right, man. DeMarco Farr, formerly the Rams, won a Super Bowl there. So
yeah, he was great.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.